This seventh trade policy review has allowed us once again to have a closer look at the trade and economic policies of Norway and to deepen our understanding of developments in these policies since the last review. I would like to thank the Norwegian delegation headed by State Secretary Mrs. Marianne Hagen from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for its positive engagement throughout this exercise. I would also like to thank our discussant, Ambassador Alvaro Cedeño Molinari, permanent representative of Costa Rica to the WTO, for his pertinent and insightful remarks, as well as the 43 delegation which took the floor, the 41 delegation which took the floor the first day, and this morning we had also two other delegations that commented on Norway trade policy. Well, I thank them for their active and constructive participation in this review. Members noted that Norway remains one of the wealthiest countries in the world, with a GDP per capita around US$75,000, despite significant economic headwinds in the period under review. As a major producer and exporter of crude oil, natural gas, and petroleum-related services, the Norwegian economy had felt the sharp decline in the price of petroleum that began in 2014. However, Norway had weathered the storm well with expensive monetary policies and fiscal policy stimulus, aided by solid public finances. Meanwhile, Norway's trade policies for goods and services had remained generally open and liberal. Members felt that the difficulties experienced in the petroleum sector may indeed have accelerated the greening of the domestic economy with focus on renewable energy resources and energy efficiency, as well as the restructuring and consolidation of Norway's ocean industry, that is maritime services, oil and gas, fisheries and aquaculture, into a forward-looking blue economy. Norway's trade policies remain firmly anchored in the WTO and the European Economic Area Agreement with the European Union, its largest trading partner. In addition, Norway's membership in the European Free Trade Association provided an extensive network of free trade agreements with trading partners in most corners of the world. Members were particularly appreciative of Norway's strong engagement in the WTO and its long-standing and dedicated commitment to an open, rule-based, inclusive, and effective multilateral trading system. Since 2012, Norway had provided ample evidence of this commitment, including through the timely ratification of the Trade Facilitation Agreement, implementation of the Information Technology Agreement expansion, and the revised pharmaceutical product coverage, completion of procedures to adopt the revised agreement on government procurement, and the adoption of legislation to phase out agricultural export subsidies by the end of 2020. Several members highlight Norway's commitment to sustainable economic growth, including its high level of engagement and valuable expert contribution in the negotiations on fishery subsidies, and its interest in concluding an agreement on trade in environmental goods. Norway was also a firm supporter of new initiatives in the WTO, such as the recent ministerial declarations relating to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, the reform and phasing out of inefficient fossil fuel subsidies, electronic commerce, services, domestic regulations, and trade and gender. In addition, Norway continued to be a generous donor to activities that aided other WTO members, in particular LDCs, in their integration into the world trading system. Norway was commended for its exemplary record in meetings, in meeting its notification obligation in virtually all areas of the WTO. Some members also noted positively that Norway had never been a respondent in a WTO dispute settlement case. Low tariffs reflected the openness of Norway's trade regime, where 85% of the tariff lines were duty-free on an MFN basis. The simple average tariff had declined from 7.5% in 2012 to 6.9% from in 2017, principally as a result of the elimination of low and nuisance tariffs on 114 agricultural tariff lines. Applied tariffs on manufactured goods averaged 0.5%. So members noted with appreciation that the policy of low tariffs was combined with a firm rejection of the resort to trade contingency measures. As in previous trade policy reviews, agriculture stood out as a sector with high levels of protection, regulatory intervention, and government assistance. Members noted that despite consistent gains in productivity, technological advance, and continued high level of support, Norwegian agriculture was not internationally competitive. The main outputs of the sector remain highly insulated from the world market and subject to extensive production distorting government intervention. Applied tariffs on agricultural products averaged 37%. Norway's support to its agricultural sector was three times higher than the average for OECD countries. While some members called for lower tariffs and less support, it was also noted that the underutilization of many existing tariff rates quotas suggested scope for reform. The application of sanitary and phytosanitary measures was also related to agricultural policy. Here, some members stressed the importance of science and risk-based regulations, including for the registration and use of pesticides and other agricultural chemicals, and other innovative tools to supporting and functioning trade in agricultural products. Although access to Norway's market for industrial goods and services was generally open and non-discriminatory, several members noted that state ownership remains substantial in the Norwegian economy. It was suggested by some of them that the frontiers of the state in economic activities could be rolled back in some measure. Some members also served information about Norway's TBT measures, including conformity assessment and the harmonization with EU practices. Norway has provided answer to 227 written questions raised by members in advance of this review. This TPR will be successfully concluded once Norway has also replied to all the questions that arrived after the deadline in a month's time. I'm confident that Norway has taken good note not only of the deserved praise that it received during this meeting, but also of the critical comments. Though much fewer that resurfaced in the course of this TPR, it is my hope that these friendly but critical interventions may serve as input in the domestic political debate and inspire future action. This ends our meeting today.